Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Somebody thank him once again. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In this Enough is Enough service, God will be bringing an end to every form of affliction. In this service, God will terminate sickness. Every terminal diseases will be terminated. It's the last Sunday in the month of August, in the month of our restore. For somebody hearing me, your health will no longer be under any torment again. God will be finalizing his work in your life. You will live here whole, perfected. Everything about you will speak of God's glory. This afternoon, God will terminate shame. Every form of reproach in your life will be terminated. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, show yourself once again. Let everyone be visited. Let everyone have an encounter. Let the service of today answer to its name. Enough is enough of that sickness. Enough is enough of that delay. Enough is enough of that challenge. For somebody, today will be a day of testimony for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we say thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat. Before we go into the world, you heard a testimony that was shared by our sister. She had an encounter in an Enough is Enough service. And today is another Enough is Enough. So if Jesus can humiliate cancer, headache is not a problem. If he can humiliate cancer, migraine is not a problem. So whatever issue of concern, today they will be humiliated. Now you have a minute. Make down a list of Enough is Enough. Write them down. So that when God does it, you know that he has done something in your life. Write them down. If you have a piece of paper, write it down. You have your phone or your iPad, that will not be distracted. Put down your Enough is Enough list. Enough is enough of that delay, of that in and out sickness. Enough is enough. Make a list of every Enough is Enough list that you want God to bring an end to. Write them down. And before the service will run out, or be running out the service, God's servant will be praying over every list that will be documented. And mark it, whatever you are writing now, 31st August 2025, you will live to remember. It will be a day that God took away that shame and that reproach from your life. So make a list of all your Enough is Enough list. And I see God visiting every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to appreciate his servant for the privilege given unto me to bring unto us the teaching for this afternoon service. We are so focusing on a team walking in dominion over sickness and diseases. Walking in dominion. Somebody say, I'm walking in dominion over sickness and diseases. Say that again. I am walking in dominion over sickness and disease. So from today, that will be your new status. You'll be walking over every form of sicknesses. God will be bringing an end to every form of challenge in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear this. We have discovered from scriptures that most sickness and disease are direct operations of the devil. direct operations. If you listen to the testimony carefully from our sister, he said, when we knew this, we began to pray to deal with it. So in the realm of the spirit, they were already settled. It was just a manifestation in the physical. Whatever settles in the realm of the spirit gives life. I pray that that affliction upon anyone's life today, they will be humiliated. Acts chapter 19, verse 12. Acts chapter 19, verse 12. It says, so that, let me start from verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of all, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchief and aprons, and the diseases departed from them. And the evil spirit behind those diseases also went away. The diseases and the evil spirit behind those diseases fled away. Most sicknesses are raw oppressions of the devil. We saw Job in Job chapter 2, verse 7, where Satan smote him with boils. It was not an ordinary one. It was a spiritual attack. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore from boils from the sole of his foot onto his crown. It was not an ordinary boil. That is why in this situation, MRI cannot discover it. CT scan cannot discover it. But today, by the power that will be invested in you, every form of affliction will be humiliated. Look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. Matthew 8, verse 14. We saw how Jesus rebuked fever from Peter's mother-in-law. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. And when Jesus was come to Peter's house, he saw his wife laid sick of fever. And he touched his hand, and the fever left her. In Luke chapter 4, verse 38 to 39, you saw Jesus rebuking the fever because he knew that was raw affliction of the devil. Look at Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Talking about the woman who was bent over for 18 years, and Jesus came to set her free from the spirit of infirmity. Luke chapter 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, was bowed together, could not once lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called to her and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. Look at verse 16. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, she was connected to the Abrahamic blessings. She was a child of God. But Satan has bound him for 18 years. But Jesus appeared. Jesus came and set her free. The good news is that same Jesus is here today. I said that same Jesus is here today. So if Jesus set her free from the affliction of the devil, that same Jesus will be setting you free. Let that amen be very loud. This must be the reason some sicknesses are dubbed incurable by medical experts, because most of these attacks are pure oppression of the devil. Pure oppression of the devil. But the good news is we have a spiritual weapon. Somebody say we have a spiritual weapon. First Sunday, God took us to the power of faith. The second Sunday, he gave us the mystery of the communion. The third Sunday, he gave us the mystery of the anointing oil. Then last week, he gave us the mystery of the prophetic mantle. Today, there is another weapon. Somebody said there's another weapon. So this year, you are fully loaded. Somebody said, I'm fully loaded. Hear me, he came too late. The devil is coming too late, because every spiritual weapon in your hands today, they will answer with speed. Don't despise those weapons. Don't let the devil confuse you.
How can you be taking communion and be healed of cancer? Well, it may not make sense, but it gives results.
How can you be carrying normal handkerchief and you say it's a mantle? Well,
it does not make sense, but it gives results.
I pray that every prophetic weapon handed over to you will never lose its power. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32. Follow me carefully. One weapon that we are going to talk about, the most potent, most powerful. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32. And David said to Saul, let no man have faith him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistines. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth. He is a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear. And he took a lamb out of the flock. I went after him, smote him, delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard, smote him, and slew him. Now look at verse 36. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of them. See, he has defiled the armies of the living God. Whatever that has defied the armies of God today will be humiliated. Look at verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. Saul was not content. He said, David, let me arm you. In verse 18, Saul armed David with his armor, and he put on him the helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail, you know, all the ingredients or the accoutrements of the military. And David gathered the sword in his arm and asked to go, for he had not proved it. Verse 39, for he had not proved it. For he had not proved it. He says, so, I have tried what I knew it worked. But these ones that you have given me, I've never proved them. I can't trust them. But let's move on. Verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand, chose five smooth stones. Somebody say five smooth stones. Somebody say five smooth stones. The five smooth, five letters. The first one is J. The second one is E. The third one is S. The fourth one is U. And the fifth one is what? And what did he choose? What did he choose? What did he choose? He chose five stones which stand for Jesus. This is what I have proven. This is what I carry. And this is what has saved me from the lion and the bear. And that name, never fail, is going to save me once again. Somebody, that name will answer for you. I said, that name will answer for you. When you jump to verse 45, to make it very clearer, see what he said. Verse 45 and 46 of the same 1 Samuel. Then said David to the Philistines, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee. Somebody, let's go now. I come to thee what? In the name of the Lord, God of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast what? He chose five stones. Now he said, I am coming. The stones was what he was holding. And he said, I am coming in the name of the Lord God Almighty. So he knew what he chose. Hear me. This afternoon, the name Jesus will answer for you. So today, we are looking at the name of Jesus, the spiritual weapons for all battles of life. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Acts chapter 5, chapter 3, verse 5. So we are focusing on his name. Acts chapter 5, chapter 3, verse 5. Acts 3, verse 5. And he gave it unto them. Talking about the layman at the beautiful gate. Expecting to reveal something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and what? Such as I have. You can't have it and not know it. Peter was conscious of what he was carrying. He says, such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. That sickness will be humiliated today. That issue of long continuance will be humiliated today. Look at the genesis of the name, the beauty of the name. The name of Jesus was not chosen by Mary, nor Joseph, but it came direct from God. Direct from God. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Matthew 1, verse 21. You shall call his name, for he shall save. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from what? It came from God. You know, the origin of your name speaks a lot. There are certain names when we mention in this country, you know where it is coming from, a place of authority. Somebody say a place of authority. The royal family, princess so-and-so, princess so-and-so, princess so-and-so, princess so-and-so. Because of where the name is coming from, that name carries authority. Now, if princes of this earth, their name carries authority, what about the prince of princes? What about the king of kings? What about the name coming from God? If man's name carries authority, then name coming from God carries super authority. Today, that name will dignify you. The name of Jesus is eternal power. The power in it is eternal. It is eternal. When you read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, in other sense, it is not time bound. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same word. And what? The name is the same. So whatever the name did last year, it can do this year. And it can do the years ahead of us. Hear me, the name will bring an end to every struggle. And as believers, we share in his authority. Somebody say, we share in his authority. We share in that authority of the name. When you read Mark chapter 16, verse 17, Jesus delegated his authority to his disciple. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, what will they do? Cast out what? Devils. Speak with what? New tongues. In my name. So that name is entrusted into our hands. Hear me, from today, anyone that cares to use the name consciously with understanding, it will answer with speed. There was a testimony that God's servant was even sharing this morning about somebody that was in a boat and the boat capsized. He was drowning. He was at the point of death. And he said, Jesus, I refuse to die. And instantly the name came for his rescue. Today, that same name is coming for your rescue. I said, that same name is coming for your rescue. The name of Jesus is full of wonders. Somebody says it's full of wonders, including healing wonders. The name makes a wanderer to become a wonderful. It is full of wonders. Look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So anytime you invoke the name, all these things go into action. Anyone under any form of sleepless night, today is your day of salvation. Acts chapter 9, verse 34. Acts 9, verse 34. We are reading all this so that you can fire your faith up, so that you know what you carry. Hear me, you carry a spiritual authority weapon in your hand. Don't let anybody discourage you.
What you carry can destroy any name, anything that has a name. And a good thing is that everything in this world has a name. And there is a name above all. And that name is in your hands. The name of Jesus. Somebody say, I carry the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 9, verse 34. Peter said unto Aeneas, Jesus Christ, maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose what? Immediately. So it is your faith in that name that makes God go into action. So it's from today, be confessing the name with authority. Be confessing the name with authority. Look at Acts chapter 3, verse 16. Acts 3, verse 16. And through his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know. The faith which is by him has given him his perfect soundness in the presence of all. And hear me, the name is a gift of God without repentance. God has given it unto Jesus. It was a gift from God. And any gift from God stays with the man. Hear this and hear this carefully. Romans 11 verse 29. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. But look at, there was a man in the Bible, Elisha. He was truly anointed. When he died, because there was not Passover, he carried that same authority, unction, even in his bones. They were going to bury somebody, and they dig the grave where Elisha was buried. As soon as they left the dead man and he touched the bone of Elisha, he jumped back to life. That is a name. That is a gift that God gave to Elisha. How much more the gift that Jesus carried? This account can be found in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20. And Elisha died. They buried him. The bands of Moabites invaded the land in the coming of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men. And they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down, touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. That was the gift of God for Elisha. But Jesus is exalted above all. So that gift that God has given to Jesus can never be taken back, can never be collected back. That is why anytime you engage the name of Jesus, Jesus go into action. God's servant will do an illustration. Anywhere your name is called, you appear. Well, if I call you right now, you'll be looking at me, or you'll be coming closer to me. And for instance, if I whisper to you, come here, I mention your name. So anytime you mention the name of Jesus, who appears on the scene? Who appears on the scene? Who appears on the scene? So you step into the interview room. Jesus, I go with you. He will appear on the scene. You are at the hospital. Jesus, I go with you. He appear on the scene. What they meant it for evil, Jesus will turn it around for your good. From today, anywhere you engage the name with understanding, it will answer for you. When we call his name by faith, we are releasing the unction that the name carry. The unction that the name carry. The unction that the name carry. It's Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Philippians 2, verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of our God. Now let me read from Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Wherefore, God has also highly exalted him and giving him a name which is above every name. Somebody say, the name is above every name. Migraine has a name. Jesus' name is above it. Cancer is a name. Jesus' name is above it. Joblessness is a name. Jesus' name is above it. Delay in marital breakthrough is a name. Jesus' name is above it. From today, anywhere you engage that name, the virtue that name carries will go into action for you. So the list that you have made, you are going to be engaging the name of Jesus. Jesus is above every name. God has highly exalted him above everything that has a name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, what should happen? Every name of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the hand, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Hear me, that thing will turn to God's glory in your life. That shame and reproach will be reversed. Let the amen be very loud. Hear this. Know that God has put all things under his feet. Everything is under the feet of Jesus. Everything. And Bible says we are seated in heavenly places, far above what? All principalities and powers. So wherever Jesus is seated, that is where we are. So whatever is under the feet of Jesus is under our feet. Hear me. Sickness is under your feet. I say sickness is under your feet. I say sickness is under your feet. I say sickness is under your feet. That is why I started by saying we are walking in dominion. Walking means you are moving. When you are dominating something, that thing is not higher than you. It's under your feet. From today, any attack upon your life, they will be humiliated. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. We are going to read this together now. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Technically, put that on the screen for us. Romans 16, verse 20. Let's go. And the God of peace shall bruise it. Shortly, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. So the God of peace shall bruise Satan away. Whose feet? Whose feet? Now, if Satan is under your feet, what the product of Satan cannot harass you? The man himself is under your feet. Hear me, the last failure that you will encounter will be the last forever. By the name and the authority handed over to you, you will no longer be molested again. Be conscious of what you carry. Be conscious. There's a picture that we had in the first service. When you look at the policemen on the street, now, what distinguishes them or differentiates them is their uniform. If they take off their uniform and they stand on the street to stop your car, you will call 999 that there's a mad person on the road who is trying to stop the cars. Because he may be stopped, nobody will stop him. But when he wears that uniform, which is given to him from his majesty, and carry the badge of authority, you see him on the road, particularly when you don't have insurance or driving license, your legs will be shaking. Your legs will be shaking. Why? He has not even signaled, but you're already scared. Because he carried authority to stop you. But when that uniform is not there, he's an ordinary person. Hear me from today, don't take off your uniform. You carry Jesus. Somebody say, I carry Jesus. Somebody say, I carry Jesus. So you step out in the name of Jesus, I will return. You go out in the name of Jesus, it shall turn to me as a testimony. Look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Colossians 3, verse 17. Put that on the screen quickly. Everything that we do, it must be in the name. Now let's go. Let's read it together now. And whatsoever you do in words, or indeed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father. Do all. Somebody say all. Never leave him. Jesus, as I step out, go with me. Jesus, as I step into that medical room, let your presence be with me. Jesus, as I step into that interview room, be conscious of what you carry. Peter said, such as I carry, I give unto you. He was conscious of it. From today, you will not lose your consciousness. I say, you will not lose your consciousness. The name carry power. Somebody say it carry power. This is because the authority of Christ is invested in his name. It's invested in his name. It's invested in his name. Mark 16 verse 17. Mark 16 verse 17. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devil. Speak with new tongues. They shall cast out devils and what? Speak with new tongues. Look at Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38. It says, ask them, it says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Who anointed him? God. And God has given us that name. Please use it. It's for us. I like what Peter said. He says, such as I carry. He was conscious that, man, I can't give you money to heal you. I can't cure you, but I know what I carry. And what I carry, I give it unto you. Today, anywhere you invoke the name, the virtue in that name will go into action. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. Somebody says it's a strong tower. Against all evils of the day is our defense. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. It's a strong tower. The righteous runneth into him, and what happened? So today, your rescue has finally come. I say your rescue has finally come. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and their heart. See. So the name is our defense against the assault of the wicked. It's our defense. Anywhere the name is engaged, it will answer with speed. When we anoint the sick with oil, it must be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. You are taking the communion, take it in the name of Jesus. You are engaging the oil, use it in the name of Jesus. You are using the mantle, use it in the name of Jesus. When the name is engaged with faith, Jesus, go into action. And when you read James chapter 5, verse 14, James 5, verse 14, is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord Jesus shall raise him up. The Lord Jesus shall raise him up. The prayer of faith is a guarantee for our healing and deliverance. Today will be one of the days that you live to remember. Look at John 16, verse 23. John 16, verse 23. We are going to read verse 23 and 24 now. John 16, verse 23. And in that day, quickly, let's put that on the screen. John 16, verse, and in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Very I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, what will he do? What will he do? Are you sure your testimonies will be reaching you today? Are you sure you are breaking through? Now let's go to verse 24. Now let's all read it together. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. You see the mistake. We are asking, but we are not asking the name. Ask that you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Hear me, you made a mistake by not engaging the name. But you have corrected yourself by being in this service to engage the name. Whatever that has been a delay in your life, today, the name of Jesus will break that barrier. Today, the name of Jesus will break that barrier. For somebody, is your day of celebration. Your day of lifting, your day of testimony, your day of breaking through. Somebody rise to your feet and begin to appreciate him now. Now you have the weapon in your hand now. Thank him for giving you this rod of authority. The rod of authority. I carry the name. Thank you, Jesus, for your name is all powerful. Your name is all powerful. Somebody thank this good God. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Give him all the thanks. Ibaro ekabaya. Ibaro kutukutunia. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Ibaraketeketunia. Marukotobaya. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. John chapter 14, verse 14. Put that on the screen for me now. John 14, verse 14. John 14, verse 14. Quickly. John 14, verse 14, so that we can all see. If, let's read it together. If, in whose name? In whose name? Can that job be delivered to you this week? Are you breaking through this week? Are you breaking through this week? Is it a week of testimonies for you?
Is it a week of lifting for you? What name are you going to engage this week? What name are you going to engage this week? What name do you carry? What name do you carry? What name do you carry? Somebody shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. From today, your battles have come to an end. When Jesus takes over, it is over. He has stepped into that issue. He has taken over. Your testimony will be recorded on this altar. Your testimony will be shared on this altar. Hear me, those of us who are not here, the first service. Somebody that something shook in his ear. He has gone to all medical specialists. They couldn't bring it out. But last Sunday, by the prophetic mantle, by Tuesday, what doctors could not do, that thing came out on his own. He was partially deaf, but now he can hear clearly. Jesus is in this house. Tell somebody Jesus is in this house. And that same Jesus will be changing your story. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now hear me. He wants to fast forward his breakthrough in our lives. I don't want anyone to be left alone. Jesus, Paul, Peter knew what he carried. He says, search as I have. Hear me. It is not by mouth. It's what is inside you. It's what is inside you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If you open me, what would I do? So when Jesus is resident in you, you feel him. You know it. Because you live a peaceful life. He gives you peace. There is no peace because it's not there. And don't be like the sons of Sceva. They say, in the name of Jesus, that Paul preaches. The enemy knew that there was nothing inside them. They were empty cans. They were making noise. He displayed them. Please, sweet come into him. If it's inside you, you are confident that wherever you go, he's there with you. With our eyes closed, with our head, I say, Jesus, I need you inside me. You can't engage that name when it's not there. With our eyes closed, you need that personal relationship, personal touch, encounter with him. Wherever you are, close your eyes. With our eyes closed, your head bow. You say, Pastor, I want you to help me, to pray with me that Jesus will be resident in my heart. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, lift up your right hand wherever you are. I want to help you. I want to help you. The name answers. It answers. Countless testimony that we are hearing. Your testimony must be shared. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. That Jesus, I need that personal touch, personal encounter with you. I need you resident in my heart. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand. You want to rededicate to God bless you if you have lifted your hand. You also want to rededicate your life. You have missed out. But today, you need a personal touch. Lift up that right hand wherever you are. If you have lifted the right hand, please, confidently, come to the altar so that we'll pray with you now. Nobody is looking at you. If I were you, I'll be in a hurry because I need a personal encounter with Jesus. If you have lifted up your right hand wherever you are, make your way to the altar now. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Young men, old children, we can all make our way now. Make your way to the altar now quickly. Make your way to the altar now. Make your way. Nobody is looking at you. You need that personal touch. You need that personal encounter. If I were you, I won't waste time at all. I won't waste time at all. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Wherever you are, don't let anybody stop you. And don't stop yourself. Take that step of faith. Come to the altar so that we can pray with you. I believe Jesus is in a hurry to settle you and I in the name of Jesus Christ. Those of us in front, quickly, if you are coming to join, and join them quickly now. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest and say this prayers after me. Your right hand on your chest and say this prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your saving grace that has reached me today. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you, Lord, for your saving grace. And thank you, Lord, for forgiving me every of my sin. In Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession. The blessings of today will speak for you. That name is resident in your heart. Anywhere you go, every door will open on their own accord. Jesus will never leave you. He will be with you all throughout your journey. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking this bold step.
We have one of our pastors over here. Can you open your eyes now and look at me now? We have one of our pastors over there. They will just have a brief moment of your time to help you with your journey with Jesus. God bless you for taking that step. Let's follow our pastor now. Church, make it bigger and louder now. I believe we are ready with our enough list. God's servant is going to lead us. Get set, and I believe it will be a service that you live to remember in Jesus' name.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.